The Julie Tessie Show, now on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Julie Tessie Show. We are so glad that you're listening in today. We have a fantastic show for you, so get ready. We're going to be talking about what your panties say about you. We're launching the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge on the Julie Tessie Show, and we challenge you to join us.
Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer challenge.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tessie Show live guest current event scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tessie.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here with you on the Julie Tessie Show today. And in the studio, I have none other than April Allen with me. And she is, as you learned in Girl Talk 1, this is going to be Girl Talk 2. As you learned in that interview that we did in that podcast, April is my personal assistant. She is my background vocalist in the Julie Tessie Band, and she's like almost my sister now, right? Like you do everything. Hi, April.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Julie.
Hi. It's so good to have you here, and we've been talking about girl stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we launched the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge, mm-hmm. and the reason that we did that was we want to have a fit and fabulous summer.
That's right.
Fit and fabulous summer. Mm-hmm. So on the Julie Tessie Show, we're going to be talking about health. We're going to be talking about fitness. We're going to be talking about beauty. We're going to be talking about glamour. All kinds of wonder things. Dr. Down Under came in. And of course, if you heard that program, if you didn't, you need to go back and listen to it. It's episode 52. And she is going to be doing an entire podcast with us soon all about the JJ health.
Nice. It's important.
It is. You know, and the thing that I love to do, you know, I love to have fun and all of that, but I want women to be educated and take care of their bodies.
Right.
And be empowered and be inspired. And, you know, that's my whole goal in life is to encourage people to have a better life. Right.
And you do.
Thank you. Thank you. So thank you for joining us today to do the podcast. So I wanted to talk about today this really, really funny and cool thing that I found online. And we're going to, of course, add our own opinions to it. But today we're going to talk about what your panties say about you. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So I found this really cool, article in EliteDaily.com. I like to do research. Do you?
Yes, I do.
And I like to take those stupid cosmopolitan tests.
Right.
How many times a week do you do thus and such? Well, that means you're thus and such.
Right, you know? Exactly.
And I really like that. So this was kind of like that. But, you know, part of being a woman means that we have to wear panties. And there are so many different kinds of panties.
So many. There used to be one kind, like, you know, cotton. You know, that's about it. That's the only requirement.
I know. And, you know, honestly, I will give it away, but the whole premise of the show is to encourage you to wear cotton.
Mm-hmm, right.
Panties, because it's healthier for your body.
Really,
but but sometimes as women, it's good to express ourselves, and we can so much more expression with our panties.
Right.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
More options.
So this article says, let me see. Oh, my gosh. It says that there's several different kinds of panties, and they kind of attribute a definition to the kind of panties that you wear. Mm-hmm. So the first one they talk about is boy shorts, and it says, you're a sporty girl with a great fanny. Nothing looks quite as adorable as a pair of fanny cheeks hanging out the back of a pair of flirty boy shorts. You're the kind of girl who dresses for herself, and your style is easygoing and free. You're the kind of woman people depend on, one who can lead a group with comfort and ease. You're innovative and charismatic, but you're also very social and friendly. You're a go-getter and a hard worker, but you put comfort first so you can always be on your game. You don't have to have time to waste, or you don't have time to waste buying expensive frilly panties when you have so much on your plate.
Right.
What do you think about that? Do you think that
when I picture boy shorts, I picture someone with an amazing derriere, mm-hmm. which not everyone has.
Right.
So mine's a little flatter. So when I put on boy shorts, it's more like nothing at all impressive. You know, it's
nothing
just
happening.
Nothing good going on here. You know,
right.
The wrong style for me. So I've tried different kinds. They have the hip huggers too that are too low, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like it being so low. I kind of, you know, we all have a little muffin top. Even skinny girls have a little something that folds over, and those don't help. So
No.
You have to find the right one for you. I guess that says something about your personality. Yeah.
I'm not a boy short girl.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. They just don't fit my body well.
Like they're not for everybody.
Like I went and tried some on the other day, and I was like, ew, that's terrible.
It's like narrow people with no hips. Mm-hmm. And a nice derriere.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
I mean, it's the straight line look kind of for the girls that don't have the hips that other girls do.
Where a lot of teenage girls mm-hmm. wear them because they haven't they haven't gotten their mother hips.
Right.
The mother hips of life that come along. All right, the next one is a thong. Wow, this one is wild. If you wear a thong, you are one bad mama. There's no argument about it. A thong is the staple of the alpha female, the leader of the pack. You don't take no stuff from anyone.
I like that.
I like that, too. You might be a little intimidating. No one will argue you're anything but fierce. You're the one your friends look to when making plans, and you're the one they go to when seeking guidance. You're as sexy as heck and definitely a man-eater.
Nice.
You hold your own in every relationship and are never afraid to speak your mind.
Oh my gosh, can you remember the first thong? I mean, and admit it, didn't we all judge them a little bit till we had them?
They were so sexy.
I wasn't sure. I thought it was for people. I thought it was for women who were trying too hard.
Did you?
Yeah.
But then,
you know, I grew up and a little more things changed for me. And I'm like, you know what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with showing that part off and making it look good. And, you know, we had talked about the styles over the years have changed. Back
yes.
then, you could wear cotton, regular Hanes underwear with a pair of relaxed fit Levi's because you didn't have a panty line poking through.
Right.
But now it's skinny jeans this and tight leggings that. And you're
right.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm never wearing panties again.
I
can't have the line there.
I know. That's what I did. I remember going into a store and I was feeling very sexy. I'd lost quite a bit of weight after having my first set of twins. And I was feeling really good about my body. And there was a beautiful thong and bra set that matched. And then there was some other thongs that were laced. They were just gorgeous. And I was wearing I don't know if you remember them. They kind of went up to the belly button, but they were thigh high, high thigh mm-hmm. cut. They were so comfortable.
They were.
They
and
were
they
so,
stayed
so comfortable.
Put. Yeah.
Yes. But constantly I would find myself where that panty line would show
uh-huh.
or, you know, the most unattractive thing where uh-huh. it's like they start creeping up.
Yeah.
And so I remember going to that store and I bought a couple. And right after that, I went to California. And when I went to California, I said to myself, I am going to switch to thongs.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I went shopping in California and I bought G-strings and I bought thongs.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried every different kind and I find some that were the most comfortable.
Yeah.
And you were telling, tell everybody what your motto is, because this is why I bought thongs too.
Well, I'm going to have a wedgie anyway. It might as well be on my terms.
Exactly.
So,
hence
the thong. I don't feel like, it's funny because it's you would think it feels exactly like a wedgie. For
yes.
those of you who haven't worn a thong, you don't like the way it feels, it does go away. That weird feeling, you don't even feel it anymore.
It doesn't really go down in.
No,
it just sits on the top
it does,
of your panty.
Yeah, and so they're actually amazingly comfortable.
I think they are.
Yeah.
And I love mine. And I've always had a booty and some thick thighs. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I'm a thick thigh girl,
mm-hmm.
that kind of 1950s body.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. has always been me. And so when I could wear thongs, I looked so, my body looked elongated. It looked sexy.
Yeah.
And so, and I think this description is right on. I call it instead of the alpha, what'd they say, the alpha female? Mm-hmm. I call it the alpha kitty. Mm-hmm. I am always an alpha kitty.
There you go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A lioness.
Yes, yeah. A lioness.
Yeah.
But so I switched to them. But you know how I got myself, and if you're interested in wearing thongs, because they are so, so comfortable, mm-hmm. and they make like little mini pads that are thong shaped. Have you ever seen those?
I have seen those.
I love those.
Yeah.
So like the dayliners and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. What I have done in thongs is amazing.
Right?
I am a thong queen.
Yes.
But I actually started with G-strings because I found some G-strings that were like really a soft, thin, elastic. They're really, really thin, almost like that stretchy lace.
Yeah.
And I started with those. And so once I went thong, I never went back.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm the same way.
I know.
Way.
So, right. So I love my thongs and I love G-strings too. Ain't no shame.
I don't know how else to not have the panty lines. I mean, even the underwear that say they're seamless and you can still tell.
Yes.
I have yet to find that truly seamless, you know, because it just doesn't work, at least for me.
And if you ever wear, do you ever wear body shapers, you know, like Spanx?
Like Spanx,
and stuff?
Right.
Yeah, like when you're dressing up and going out. Mm-hmm. You can wear a thong or a G-string under those so comfortably.
Yes, so,
when it's like, panties, mm-hmm. a full fanny panty.
Right.
It just gets to be so much layering going on there, mm-hmm. you know?
Definitely.
And back in the day, like we were talking about bringing back the 1980s hair.
Yes.
Well, in the 1980s, right after I had my twins, I met Stacy Dime, and we were like the exact opposite of two coins. She was dark-complected with big blue eyes and black hair, and she was literally a beauty queen. Mm-hmm. She literally competed and did all that. And then I'm on the other side, and I'm fair skin mm-hmm. with green eyes and big blonde hair. And so we became this team, and she taught me beauty queen secrets.
Mm.
And she introduced me to my first girdle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Well, that was that. Now that's Spanx, right?
Yeah, pretty now it's the now they're a lot everything. Softer. Right. But I'm telling you, when you would put on a girdle in the 1980s, oh my Lord in heaven, you couldn't breathe. You would
I bet.
Like, and you know what's funny is your butt becomes like one lump.
Right? Right? There's no crack in there anymore.
No, and here I'm like a size 9, but I needed a girdle because, you know, I had twins and I was doing TV and stuff, and it just made me feel so good.
Right.
But I would have given anything to have a thong when I was wearing those girdles.
Right.
So it's so much nicer under the Spanx. And I don't know about you, but I cannot go out. Like, I'm like afraid of exposure, like of my fanny or anything in public. And you wouldn't know that. I'm like such a tiger and such a forceful personality, but I don't want the wind catching my dress. So I don't wear Spanx. Sometimes I wear men's bike shorts. They're like super slippery.
Those are perfect. Really?
Yeah. And I got the whole thing in the front, like, because for men.
Oh, right.
But, you know, so on the outside, I'm looking like $1 million, and on the inside, I'm wearing bike shorts.
Well, you have to do whatever just makes you feel good and comfortable.
Yeah.
So you can just not focus on what's going on down there. You can just
throughout
your day comfortably.
Exactly. Yeah. Thongs, I think, give you a lot more air circulation also.
I think so too.
The next one they talked about was bikini. The bikini. They say if you wear a bikini panty, you're into clean lines, but also staying super comfy throughout your exhausting 9-to-5 workday. Mm-hmm. You'd much rather be snuggled up with a marathon of PLL than have to slave away over a report for your boss. What's a PLL?
I don't know.
We should research that. PLL must be something on Netflix.
I know, right?
Now, me, I'd be watching Grey's Anatomy or something.
Yeah.
But sometimes people call you lazy, but it just isn't the case. You're just super chill and would rather spend your time doing that. You're super chill and you'd rather spend your time doing you than doing mindless stuff for the man.
Right.
Wow. That's an attitude, isn't it? And that goes on and on. But I don't know if these are fitting you ladies or not, but we're going to talk about more when we return. We're going to talk about the granny panties.
Yes.
We're launching the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge on the Julie Tussey Show, and we challenge you to join us.
Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Challenge.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Sugar-free summer.
So today we're talking about what your panties say about you on the Julie Tussie Show. Good subject, huh?
I wonder what my panties say about me. I hope they say good things. I hope they know that I'm a good person, despite where I shove them every day.
My husband says I'm a good girl that wants to be naughty. So in my mind, my panties say that I'm being naughty.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
So granny panties. Now, this is something to talk about. Okay. Oh, my Lord. Granny panties. There are two things about you that make you likable and awesome. First, you like to be comfortable and you don't give a darn about what anyone thinks about your underwear choices. Well, that's quite evident,
plainly,
right?
Plainly, right. Yeah, I wear granny panties and I don't care. I think that's just like a fluid statement that comes
like in. I bend over in front of you and my underwear are up to the middle of my back and you know I don't care about my underwear. And secondly, you're definitely quirky and you're cool with it. Incidentally, your ginormous underwear choice also likely means you aren't getting you aren't getting any bedroom action.
Yeah, well, it's probably
I
a
wonder
good
why.
Assumption. I know, right?
It also indicates that you aren't one for skinny jeans or mini skirts.
Right?
Well, really, where are they going to go?
I don't know. I don't know.
If you're wearing, okay. All right, let's get real on the Julie Tussie Show. I'm sorry, but if you are not a granny, I mean like a 70-year-old granny, you should not be wearing granny panties.
Be sexy.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Love
Branch
yourself.
Out.
Feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I got a sexy bra and sexy thong on and I could be jeans and t-shirts,
right.
They don't matter. Inside, when I know what's under there, oh my goodness, I feel so empowered. I feel so powerful and so sexy, and I feel so good about myself. Like, you don't know what I got on, but I know what I got on.
That's right.
Oh, and then I do let my husband know what I have on. Like,
well, that's kind of a nice way to tease him, right?
In
the beginning, let him see what you're putting on. No, don't
see,
talk. You get it tonight. Yeah.
Marriage 101. Gary will be getting ready for work, and I'll come out, and I'll be like, my robe and my get up, my cute panties and stuff, and I'll just like flash him. I'm like, look what I have on today.
Right,
and then I
go
back to my room.
Right.
Then I go back to my room. So, yes, I mean, panties are for us, but they're for your man too.
They really are.
I mean, that's another whole topic.
You
want
to be attractive, you want to be, desirable.
Granny panty women, it says what's this thing called? EliteDaily.com article.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, I had to go look. I'm actually reading off my phone. I never do that. I type my notes. But it says that granny panty women prefer a date with Netflix over a date with a man and knows the only person you've got to answer to is yourself. I'm sorry, but granny panties are lonely, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think I have two pairs that I save for that time of the month I don't care. Or some of them, like, it's hard to wear a maxi pad with a thong.
Right.
And I normally do tampons, but sometimes it's just nice to use a pad. It kind of feels like you just let things come out on their own.
Yeah.
And it's cleaner
real
or whatever.
Clean, yeah.
Yeah, and so you need a good, solid pair of panties. And that's about the only, use I have for them. But I wouldn't be caught dead in front of a man wearing them. But after a lot of years, maybe people don't care.
Well, I'm married, and
you are not the norm. You keep yourself up, and you are still chasing after that man, and it's adorable, and he chases you.
Thank you.
But not everyone. But maybe it's because you're always thinking of what are you wearing and later. And like you said, just putting it on, not knowing what's going to happen later in the day, you feel good with it underneath.
Exactly.
Confident.
I do. I feel confident. And when I went to California and switched over, I was probably 30. And I'm still 30.
Yeah.
But so for about 20 years, I never bought anything. I managed somehow all of that without granny panties.
Right.
But I found that going through perimenopause, as you ladies know, things change. Your periods get unusual. They get, you know, all that. So I would only have trouble at night managing that. So I went and when I had to buy my quote unquote granny panties because of that, the my cycle, I still bought the thigh high. Right. Cut.
Well, yeah, that's
so.
Works.
I just bought those like a year ago.
Well, our version of granny panties may not be what actual granny panties are now. They're, you know, the
I know. Yeah, but those are the most comfortable, they and are. They're really, really good. So if you have hard periods, check into the thigh high. They're not really a granny panty, but they're not a thong, which is like you said, it's very hard to manage with a thong or a g string. A g string's even worse,
right?
But they're really comfortable to sleep in. And, you know, they almost are sexy.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost sexy.
I would rather sleep in them. I don't sleep in thongs. I mean, they, you know, if I'm wearing one, it doesn't stay on very long anyway.
I know, right?
Bed, so, you know.
That's what Gary, I'll show. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that, but I'll show Gary something like that. And he'll be like, well, that's going to look really nice on the floor.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the next one is G-string. You're a hot mama and aren't afraid to show it. You're sexually free, and you're a sexually free woman who marches to the beat of her own drum. You enjoy the company of men more than you do women, having always found more comfort in the male species as guys make you feel at ease. I guess there's just something about catty women that's always repelled you. You're the life of the party, never afraid of the last shot or taking on a bet from one of your friends. You have problems with limits because you never want to stop having fun. That is so true, because that is so true. Like, I've always been more comfortable with men than women until I got older.
Yeah.
I just had 1,000 friends that were guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
But what's your experience?
Well, yeah, a little of both. But I have one G-string, and I love it. I actually bought it recently. It's my first time actually buying one. It's from Victoria's Secret.
That's where I get mine.
Yeah, and it was a lot more comfortable than I thought. And I really dig it. I like it.
Yeah, I think they're
for
more
a special
comfortable.
Occasion. They are.
Honestly, if you can find some really nice, and I recommend cotton. Like I have the silky, lacy, all of that for fun times and for once in a while. But you will be healthier down there and get less yeast infections if you will wear cotton. So even my thongs are cotton.
Nice.
But you can find cotton G-strings, and I think that they're way more comfortable than a thong even. So if you find the right ones, number one, don't buy them too small.
That's right.
Otherwise you will definitely have a string in your fanny, and that's not comfortable.
Right
But so it's got to be big enough to kind of wrap around your fanny. But oh, here's another one. Now this, I've never worn these before.
Oh, okay.
But boxer briefs, do you know anybody
They make some that are for women, but they kind of look boyish, like they're supposed to look like boxer briefs, but sometimes they cut off the legs and they actually just look like plain underwear. But they're different, almost a boy short, but not quite.
Okay.
And I think unless you have really thin thighs, it's one of those that's going to cut into you in some weird angle. And even if you're not, you don't have an issue. Some underwear can make you look like you have an issue when you don't.
Right.
And that's one of those styles that I'm not a big fan of, but that's just because I don't have the body type for it.
Well, boxer briefs, they said it means you're a laid back girl with everything on your mind but settling down. Your brain is on your next big project, on your impending promotion. You're quiet and shy, but not meek. You like to keep to yourself because you know it's the best way to get stuff done. You aren't running around desperate for new friends. You're loyal to a fault and always have your BFF's back when she needs you. There you go. If you're a boxer brief girl. Now here's the big one, right?
Here's the big one.
Dun, da, da, da. Well, we're going to tell you when we come back.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde.
To join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge with the Julie Tussey Show, please go to facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. And let's have a fit and fabulous summer together.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
Sugar-free summer!
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
Sugar-free summer!
I'm Julie Tussie, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
Sugar-free summer.
So we're back with the Julie Tussie Show, talking to you today about what your panties say about you. I'm liking this. Are you liking this?
And I want to go panty shopping now and like buy one of each, you know?
I know, me too. I feel like getting the power on, girl.
I know.
So we left you a cliffhanger. That's the first one on the Julie Tussie Show.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm here talking with April Allen, in case you are just tuning in. But the last subject we're going to talk about with panties is going commando. Yeah. It says here in this article from Elite.com. No, it was something else. EliteDaily.com. Did you know going commando is actually really, really good for your health? Yep, your vajayjay will thank you, and we all know if your vajayjay is happy, you're happy.
And so is your man.
That's right. A lot happier.
Yeah.
You're an easygoing girl who doesn't have time to mess around with something as arbitrary as underwear. Why would you want to make extra laundry when you can forego the laundromat by skipping out on panties? Now, I don't know about you, but really?
I never thought to save money. Like, I never thought of it that way.
They're like a little teeny if you ball them up in a, you know.
Too much laundry. Yeah,
way too much. I can't do this anymore. Goodbye, thong. You're a problem solver who'd rather spend her time enjoying the sunshine than sitting inside folding her clothes. Hmm. You live life with so much passion, and you find the endless beauty in every single thing. All of this because you're naked.
Right. And no one knows but you, probably.
That's right.
Yeah.
Girls want to be you, and guys want to be with you. You're genuine, and it shines through and through. Well, there you go.
I think that's popular now. Because I know when I've gone to get either bikini waxes, or I go to get beauty treatments, anything to do with down there, if I'm not wearing underwear, it's like the nurses and technicians, they're very used to that. Women just kind of are foregoing it these days and not wearing it. I think it's okay. There's some, especially like blue jeans.
I
some
know.
Things can rub.
See, that's my problem.
And
I can't
chafe
do it.
A little and rub. And I don't like anything touching, like rubbing, even if it's not pants. So I have to have like that little layer of something to just, so there's no distractions
that's
in my
right.
day.
That's
know?
Right. I was going to say, though, I don't like to do that too often. Like, on a date, if I'm feeling mm-hmm. real daring and I have a skirt on.
Right.
I might would consider that with Gary.
Yeah.
But other than that, if,
it's
you know.
It's brave, for sure.
I might tell him, oh, I don't have any panties on today, but I do.
Right. Yeah, just go in the bathroom and cut them off real quick. Yeah.
But, you know, it's so to keep the romance in mm-hmm. your life, that really does excite men. Key 1002 right here to a successful mm-hmm. romantic relationship. Just let him think you're not wearing panties.
You don't have to go spend a bunch of money on some new underwear with lace and all that. You could just not wear any, and he will be probably even more happy.
I
mean,
men really are simple.
We're the ones that make it complicated.
I know. You know, it's so
really,
easy to please
them. They just want you naked.
And they think about sex every 6 seconds. And so it's on their mind constantly, and you're right. They might like what you have, mm-hmm. but they see it on a pile, the floor.
Yeah.
But I did want to say that it's wonderful to sleep without any panties on.
Yeah.
If you can at all do it, mm-hmm. you will be so much more healthy and have so many less trips to the doctor mm-hmm. for yeast infections and things.
Yeah, because we sweat in our sleep and stuff, so we got to take care of ourselves even when we're sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really healthy. I've been doing that for years and years, and I probably shouldn't be announcing that. But it's so much healthier for your mm-hmm. body. So, well, it's been great to talk to you, April. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the Julie Tussie Show. Yeah, well, now you know what your panties say about you. Go out and let them shine your mm-hmm. true personality, all right?
Sugar-free summer.
This is Julie telling you, you only get one life to live. Live it to the fullest. I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde.
Sugar-free summer.
To join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge with the Julie Tussie Show, please go to facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. And let's have a fit and fabulous summer together.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Julie Tussie Show, email us at thejulietussieshow@gmail.com. There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show. The Julie Tussey Show, now on Blog Talk Radio.
We're launching the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge on The Julie Tussey Show, and we challenge you to join us.
Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Challenge.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Sugar-free summer.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Action.
I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
The Lexington Music Award-nominated Julie Tussey Band is now available for your events. For excellence, professionalism, and a stellar show, message them today on facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Band. The Julie Tussey Band, talent, entertainment, and professionalism by Tussey Music and Entertainment.